The part of the Constitution you didn't hear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was the first order of business for the new House of Representatives to read the Constitution, not the original, but a special corrected version maintained by the Library of Congress.
Which includes those sections that have been superseded by amendment.
And so, in fact, the members did not have to read aloud the part about counting slaves as three-fifths, or the part where senators were elected by state legislatures, not the people. But what you also notice about the Constitution is that no matter what version you read, there are other glaring omissions. Omissions of things which people seem to think are there but which aren't. There is no mention, for example, of morals or morality. There are four mentions of life, but each time it's about protecting the lives of accused criminals. There's also nothing about individual liberty or free markets or the individual entrepreneur. In fact, entrepreneur and market appear exactly nowhere in the Constitution, nor does capitalism. You will find the words business and commerce, however. The word business is in the part referring to Congress needing a quorum to do business, and the word commerce is in the part where Congress gets the power to regulate it. Interesting footnote. Although the word individual appears nowhere in the Constitution, it does occur in George Washington's official letter submitting the Constitution to Congress, in which he writes, "Individuals entering into society must give up a share of liberty to preserve the rest." Yeah, the guy was a radical. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.